of ensnaring us all, the internet in the superficial mind. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's 11:15. It's time for Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
Bildos dantzaria naiz egiten dut oskautatuen etxean dentzakur berdeska. Bildos dantzaria naiz egiten dut oskautatuen etxean dentzakur berdeska. Lotu nazazu edo joango naiz iesi etzaitu behar bainan. Enazazu utzi lotu nazazu edo joango naiz iesi etzaitu behar bainan. Enazazu utzi. Indio jarraina, banaiz nikantuan, narratoia bezala beti izkutuan. Indio jarraina, banaiz nikantuan, narratoia bezala beti izkutuan. Nireako horreak, lanak besteenak, xe izkuntza dakizkit, erdipur direnak. Nireako horreak, lanak besteenak, xe izkuntza dakizkit, erdipur direnak. Sartaldeko printzen naiz zerbitziarekin mila opari ditut zertako ez jakin. Sartaldeko printzen naiz zerbitziarekin mila opari ditut zertako ez jakin. Arrazoi txukunei gor noa galbidean, behintzat azkarrena naiz tontoen artean. Arrazoi txukunei gor noa galbidean, behintzat azkarrena naiz tontoen artean. La 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 la
Music from the Basque Country opening Late Junction tonight. A group called Kalakan, which actually means gossip in the Basque language. Musicians passionate about traditional singing, the chalapata percussion tradition and the sound of the drum. And more from them later on tonight. Last year, the singer Lisa Knapp recorded a song for the Efroots Folk Against Fascism compilation. She chose the moving song The Banks of the Ban, using a traditional Irish tune which is also well known as a hymn. Lisa's joined here by the fiddle player Jerry Diver.
Who built the road at the Knife's Head? John Murphy, a man from Dingle in the County Kerry. That was the man that put it through there with Irish labour.
Which I wanted to say,
and I will say, that it was wrote up on the boards, no Irish need apply. And you left Ireland, you were forced with your own country people. You had to leave Ireland because there were big families, there was nothing in it.
On a maid who was young.
On the banks of the Ban, where first I beheld her, she appeared like some angel or Egypt's fair queen. Her eyes shone like diamonds or stars brightly gleaming. Her cheeks were like roses or blood drops on snow.
Thank you.
What a sound. Swiss-born trombone player Samuel Blaser and the Swiss percussionist Pierre Favre, who had actually been inspired by Blaser's playing ever since his childhood. They followed Lisa Knapp and Jerry Dive and a lovely version of The Banks of the Ban. Lord of All Hopefulness, that's the name of the hymn tune as well. Now, this next piece is taken from an African record label that was still producing 78s in the 1960s. Akumo Odhiambo was a singer and Nyati player from the west of Kenya. The Nyati is a type of lyre used by the Luo community who live around Lake Victoria, mainly working as fishermen. So the strings of the lyre are made of fishing line.
Yeah. We'll be right back. I fell asleep down by a stream, and there I had the strangest dream. And down by Brennan's Glen there grows the briar and the rose. There's a tree, and I don't know where I built a nest out of your hair. And climbing up into the air, the briar and the rose. Well, I don't know how long it's been, but I was born in Brennan's Glen, and near the end of spring there grows the briar and the rose. I pick the my finger on a thorn. It had grown so close, it's winding up the briar and the rose. I tried to tear them both apart. I felt a bullet through my heart, and all dressed up in spring's new clothes, the briar and the rose. And when I'm buried and in tell me so I may know. Your tears may fall to make love grow, the briar and the rose. And when and in my grave, tell me so I may know. Your tears may fall to make love grow, the briar.
A trio from Newfoundland called The Once, who met when they were all acting at a summer rep company in a tiny fishing village, and they discovered they had combined musical talents too, their beautiful version of The Briar and the Rose. And they followed A Hawk and a Hacksaw from their recent CD Cervantine, and from Kenya in 1964, the voice and Nyati playing of Akumu Odhiambo. And A Hawk and a Hacksaw are about to tour, by the way, starting at the Polish Club in Bristol on the 13th. Then they're on to Manchester, Dublin, Belfast, Edinburgh, Newcastle, Leeds, London, Brighton and Oxford, where they'll be on the 22nd at the Bullingdon Arms. On Sunday the 27th of March, the Japanese koto player Checho Mori sat at home in Tokyo and wrote a piece as a caring thought for all those suffering terrible hardship in Japan. Checho wanted to share this with as many people as possible. Furusato is the title, Hometown. A Caring Thought for Those Suffering Hardship in Japan, written and recorded just last week by koto player Checo Mori. Furusato it was called, which means hometown. She has wept in the night and her tears are on her cheeks. There is none to comfort her. This is Tomás Luis de Victoria's setting of words from the Lamentations of Jeremiah.
Thank you.
early 18th century theorbo music played by Andrea Bauer, a piece by Robert de Vizet. And that followed part of Victoria's setting of the Lamentations of Jeremiah, Ensemble Officium, directed there by Wilfried Rombach. You're listening to Late Junction, and if you'd like to get in touch, our email address is late.junction@bbc.co.uk. The trumpeter Niels Petter Mölvar now, from a long time ago, 1983, when he was in his early 20s. He's playing along with bassist Aral Andersen, Jon Balke playing piano, Jon Christensen on drums. This is a track called Remembrance. Delia Derbyshire creating the haze of the desert heat in the BBC Radiophonic Workshop for a documentary about the Tuareg people, Blue Veils and Golden Sands. Following on from Mascalero and a track called Remembrance from 1983, Nils Petter-Mølva on trumpet, along with Aril Andersen, Jon Balke and Jon Christensen. Now, more from the Basque group Calacan. This is their version of a Brazilian, I suppose it's a sort of nonsense song, The Wolf and the Bear.
Neure Andrea, Andreona da, auzoan jala diote. Neure Andrea, Andreona da, auzoan jala diote. Erositako prezioetan, prezio erositakoetan. Erositako prezioetan, pozikan txalduko neuke.
Neure Andrea goiz eikitzen da, erromeria denian. Neure Andrea goiz eikitzen da, erromeria denian. Buruko mina egiten zaio, buruko mina.
Buruko mina egiten zaio,
lana manatzen zaio nian.
Neure Andrea atorra zarran, bere abalu ezerrez. Neure Andrea atorra zarran, bere abalu ezerrez.
Zazpi astian, soinian dauka, soinian dauka, zazpi astian. Zazpi astian, soinian dauka,
alatutzeko alferrez.
La 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 la.
Da kantari zeren ordian beitu kampuan janari negian ez da geri baliman ez da eri. Dan jimale di consola neinteni. Udan jimale di consola neinteni.
Bera ez ditu
Cella Potter playing from the bass group Calican. Vertical wooden sticks, which are very impressive to watch as well as to listen to in the hands of experts. And the group are fine singers as well. A song about a bird and, first of all, the story of the wolf and the bear. Now, Iranian singers Alireza Hurbani and Dorsath Hamdani singing words by someone they think of as a contemporary, even though he lived 10 centuries ago, Omar Khayyam. This is Ivresse or Rapture, the Rites of Omar Khayyam.
Thank you. اگر زباد مستی خوش باش خوش باش با ماهرخی اگر نشستی خوش باش
Oh,
Aliv Reza Khorbani and Dosaf Hamdani singing words by Omar Khayyam from a CD called Ivres or Rapture, The Rite of Khayyam. Music which displays something of Gavin Bryars' interest in early music now, a piece called After Handel's Vesper. Originally written for harpsichord, it's at times very sparse and sometimes full of surprises with lush jazz harmonies. It's played here on the piano by Rolf van Raat.
Maybe sometime I'll find those waters leading to your shrine, and there by the dark oak tree, down by the bubbling spring, I'll sit and I'll deeply breathe this song of thanksgiving. Oh, corn spirit, maybe sometime I'll find those waters leading to your shrine, and there by the dark oak tree, down by the bubbling spring, I'll sit and I'll deeply breathe this song of thanksgiving. Oh, corn spirit, maybe sometime I'll find those waters leading to your shrine, and there by the dark oak tree, down by the bubbling spring, I'll sit and I'll deeply breathe this song of thanksgiving. Oh, corn spirit, maybe sometime I'll find those waters leading to your shrine, and there by the dark oak tree, down by the bubbling spring, I'll sit and I'll deeply breathe this song of thanksgiving. Oh, corn spirit, maybe sometime. Oh, corn spirit, maybe sometime.
A quartet called the Yerdbards, one of whom you know very well, singing and playing Hang There is Verity Sharp. Paul Darby, the lead singer in that song, Corn Spirit. And you can go and see them and say hello to Verity next week on the 12th in Bradford on Avon. And I'm very glad to say that Verity is going to be back here on Late Junction next month. Gavin Bryars before that, after Handel's Vesper, played by Ralph von Raat. I'm ending tonight with music by Patrick Gardner, appropriate, I think, in the run-up to Easter. He's taken the first movements of Bach's St. Matthew and St. John Passions, transposed, combined and stretched them until the music lasts over an hour. The result is both terrifying and beautiful. This is just part of the piece, The Passion According to Schaefflein. And I'll be back with Late Junction the week after Easter. Max is here next week. Have a very good weekend. Good night. Hello from me, Susan Sharp, and welcome to Through the Night. Schubert's Octet takes up the next hour of the early morning, a Norwegian performance led by the violinist Tor Johan Boen. Schubert wrote his octet in 1824 to a commission from Count Ferdinand von Troyer, who was chief officer in the household of the Archduke Rudolf, Beethoven's patron and friend. Troyer wanted a work along the lines of Beethoven's septet, and Schubert more or less complied with this, scoring it for 3 wind instruments, but opting for 1 more violin, making it 5 strings in all. And, whether consciously or not, he seems to have followed Beethoven's plan for the 6-movement structure as well, even down to the sequence of tempo markings.
Thank you. Thank you.